Good, how you guys doing? Good.
Your family noticed that they mistook you for Mike McCarthy on broadcast?
No, I did. I got a couple texts from some friends, though. I might have to shave the beard. I don't know.
Alex, you've seen Aaron play a lot of really good games. I'm just wondering, especially the way things have gone the previous 4 weeks, maybe some of his inconsistencies early in the season. What did you think of what he did on Monday night, and what does that mean for your offense going forward, you think?
You know, I thought it was his best performance of the year. You know, I thought he was locked in. You know, statistically, he was outstanding. You know, even had some throwaways and a couple potential drops. So, I mean, he was almost perfect with the ball. You know, he did everything we asked him to do. He found all the completions he could find, and he operated at a high level. You know, that's – not that he hasn't the prior 3 weeks, because this last month he's played outstanding. You know, you look at it statistically where he is, and, you know, he's done a lot of great things this last month. So hopefully we just continue to keep that trend going.
Do you see him when he, you know, he did the relax thing in 14 and run the table things? Do you see, I know I'm sure he prepares great every week and works his ass off every week, but do you see anything different about him when he puts himself out there a little bit and tries to take some of the focus off his team and onto him?
You know, I think there is something to that. You know, he's not that he's never locked in and focused, but he seems to back it up. You know, when he makes a statement, he generally backs it up, and that's you know, that's just my experience with him over the last few years.
How much of this trend with him is just opening it up more and airing it out? I mean, quarterbacks love to throw the football, obviously. You guys have done that a lot. How much do you think is just having fun and enjoying the fit with the offense right now?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, always as a quarterback, you love throwing it all over the field. So, and I think he enjoys that part of it. But, you know, we're going to win however we can. You know, if we had to run it 50 times or throw it 50 times, whatever it takes, you know, every game's different. You know, the last few weeks we've thrown it quite a bit, you know, thrown a lot of balls. But, you know, I think that does get you into a rhythm as a passer. You know, once you get that confidence going and you start, you know, stacking successes, you start feeling more confident in the passing game. And I think the receivers are doing an outstanding job as well, including the tight ends and the backs. I mean, the checkdowns were big last week for us. So everybody's getting a piece of the action right now and playing with a lot of confidence in the passing game.
There's certainly other teams that like to get the ball out quickly as well. But from all the quarterbacks you've seen, whether it's in person or on tape, how many can come close to the delivery speed that Aaron has on some of those 3-, 4-, and 5-yard passes that are just instantaneous? Is that much better than just about everybody can do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a unique trait of his. I mean, that ball, you know, from the time it hits his hand to the time it comes out, you know, it can be lightning fast. And that might be the extra second or the extra yard we need to get that separation. You know, sometimes you'll throw it by an unblocked defensive end. They won't even see it because it's out so fast. Definitely a strength of his is the quickness of the release.
Are there instances where he's throwing without even grabbing the lace?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
It's a day like today where Aaron's limited, Brett, it's an unusual chance to run some of it. How valuable is that for him, and what have you seen from him this fall? I mean, we just didn't get a lot in the summer because of the injury. What have you seen from his progression?
You know, he's right where you want him. I know he's, you know, the – like to have seen him more, obviously, in the preseason, but that didn't happen. You know, his footwork is 10 times better than it was last year. Understanding the system, understanding protections, all that, you know, he's exactly where you want him to be. He's a great student in the room. You know, Aaron does a tremendous job working with him and answering questions for him. And, you know, he'll get his chance. Hopefully it's not for a while. But, you know, he'll be ready. You know, and then today's practice, when you get more reps, it's great for a young kid to be able to vocalize in the huddle, be able to relate with the guys in the huddle, get the play called, you know, and learn from little mistakes you make during the practice. But it's a big day for him just to get some action.
Beyond the actual throwing of the football, how good is Aaron against the blitz as far as, you know, the diagnosing it and adjusting whatever needs to get adjusted and all that stuff?
The best I've been around. Yeah, by far. I mean, he understands it. You know, he sees it before it happens a lot of times. His study habits of the pressures, what they bring, you know, from different looks. You know, a lot of times we'll have looks in the walkthroughs, and he'll say, no, scoot over a little bit. You got to be a little bit further off the hash when you bring this pressure. So he's dialed in as well as anybody I've ever seen.
Is that just
his homework or studying it at home, or is that, you know, you giving it to him
one year? Well, we go over those things in meetings, but that's just his understanding of the game, you know, regardless of the opponent.
Alex, I understand he's just a practice squad quarterback, but after losing him and him going through New Orleans and Cleveland, are you excited to get Joe back and get back to working with him?
Sure. Joe's a good asset for us to have. You know, like I said, I thought he left on some circumstances that weren't in his control, under his control. So to be able to get him back is good.